James, I don't know. I don't see any questions on my sheet here. So I don't know. I'm sure there's questions in the chat, but will you take some of those questions and put them on there? That way I can start asking Ed some questions from the people on here. I got a couple more questions for Ed and myself, but I know everybody else on here probably wants some love, wants some questions from Ed as well. So if you don't mind, if you guys do have questions, again, continue to ask in the chat. James will be grabbing those and putting them in there. That way we can get to as many of those as we possibly can. We have Ed for another half hour, so he's got to get to bed, man. It's almost 9 o'clock on the East Coast, man. So,
So good. I got Nicorette gum to keep me going. I'm fine. Let's rock.
so funny. He must have got that from Alex.
The amount of like similar habits that I picked up, I'm just like, all right, people are gonna make fun of me and be like, you know, but I'm like, whatever. It's fine.
When you get Alex and Dr. Cashy in a room, and just like some of the shit that you'll pick up is just like,
Oh. Well, at the we were at the book launch. So when we were there for
oh
the
yeah.
launch in Vegas, and I don't know, does everybody know that Dr. Cashew, who made Prestige Labs, is also the co-author of the books? Like, does
Yep,
the you know that?
I read the opening thing to everybody, so they understood that. I was like, how
Cool.
important that he is to this whole process. So
Yeah, he's literally the smartest person that any of us have ever met, like hands down. In our sales training, like the slide deck, that like the PowerPoint that we use to sell supplements. There's a joke about Dr. Cashew. We're like, if Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory was jacked, that'd be Dr. Cashew. He's like that level smart, and it just gets that corny laugh every time, and it just sells subs. I forget where I was going with that, but yeah, the combination of those two in the same room is it's probably one of the things I appreciate the most is just hanging around and realizing how much more I need to learn and grow as a person. Like, if you don't hang out with people that are forcing you to grow, like they're not friends. It's my opinion.
Awesome. We'll get to some questions here in a second, but you touched on something because you were at the book launch. Was anybody on here? Was anybody on here? Did you guys watch the book launch on probably on YouTube for the first half of it, and then finally you guys got into the Zoom room? Was again type in the chat if you guys watched Alex's $1 million leads book launch. There was 500,000 people who were registered for it. And Ed, do you know the numbers? How many people actually got on? A couple hundred thousand.
So there was a glitch. It's in Layla's most recent vlog. Basically, all the tech broke like when they went live.
Yeah.
So I think there was something like 200,000 plus people that couldn't get in, and then like another 200,000 people that were like actually in the room. But yeah, it was wild. It was a pretty cool thing to witness.
Yeah. Kind of share some of the behind the scenes, because I'm like, again, like a lot of us were watching it on YouTube or watching it on the Zoom room. So kind of what was your experience? What were some of the things that you picked up maybe that would be valuable to everybody here?
I mean, I was asking Alex like about the preparation and stuff. And so not only did he spend 6 hours a day for 2 years writing the book, he spent something like 2.5 months preparing the presentation. And he did, I think it was a full like dress rehearsal of it, like with his team, you know, like on Zoom every morning for like 2 or 3 weeks. So my background is actually when I was a kid, I did theater. And so I like, you know, prepping for a show and like learning your lines and all that stuff. Like, I just remember those days. And I'm like, I think he's the only business person I know that prepares like a professional performer. You know what I mean? Like, most of us would just like spend a day on a sales deck. You know what I mean? Like, and then go to a conference and just like, you know, wing it. He spent 2 plus weeks every day. So like dozens of full run-throughs. And he's like, I know every word without any slide. Like, he knew every single word, every pause, every joke, every little thing was like super scripted out. So his level of calmness before going in front of 100,000 people was just incredible. And he's so calm, he's like, as he goes, the work's done. Like, just press go, just go live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's something that I really admired, just seeing that backstage, because he's just so calm. He's like, all right, ready? Well, let's go. And just start it, you know? Meanwhile, Layla's running around like crazy because she's running the whole behind the scenes as things are breaking. But I think that poise and calmness is pretty admirable. And that only comes from unreasonable amounts of effort.
Think you said it a couple times, but like as Alex would say, like you don't hear it until you hear it 7 times. And so regardless of what it is that we're focused on and that the target is, the amount of effort, the amount of volume, the amount of work that it takes for you to be not just good, but to be excellent, it's going to be past what you have already done. What you currently think it is, like it's going to be more. And each time that you do the thing, it's like do every time you're able to do it more, you're able to prove to yourself that maybe there's more inside me. right? We put these like glass ceilings on ourselves of what we're capable of, whether it be from an effort standpoint, a sacrifice, a focus, attention. And when you're around people like Alex and other high performers, that's the value, is that you can just like it shatters this glass ceiling. Like, oh, like shit, I guess I could do more, because that man puts on the same pants that I do. And so I think that's the value of being in rooms like this, being around other business owners as well, is like, you think you're the shit when you're doing $50,000-$60,000 a month, and then you have somebody else who's doing $70,000-$80,000 a month. And then all of a sudden you have somebody who's doing a couple $100,000 a month, and then you have guys who are doing $1 million a month. You're like, shit.
Yeah.
Different levels.
Well, I'll tell you a short story to that point. So you were probably at the 2019 gym launch summit, right? The big one in Austin. Okay, so I had just become a client a few months before that. And before that, since I was in the fitness kickboxing space, I was already making like business content, because in the fitness kickboxing little world of Long Island, New York, I was like the man. I would do like $45,000 a month, which is like unheard of, because everybody else did like 15 or 20. I was like, I thought I was the shit, dude. I was like, I'm killing it. Everybody's coming to me for business advice. And so, you know, I'm like mid 20. I'm like, I'm killing this, right? And I signed up for Gym Launch because my friend, Mike Ferreira, had signed up and basically like caught up to my level of revenue in like 3 months. And I was like, wait a second. Like, I just was angry. I was like, my friend's beating me. I got to go find out why. So I was like, the mustache guys, like, it's that company actually works. He's like, yeah. So I signed up and I skipped the sales call. I was like, dude, here's my credit card. Let's just go. I got to beat my friend. So I get started and I go to the summit, you know, shortly after that. And my only objective was to meet people that were doing better than me. So first person I talked to was actually Kale, which is really funny. He doesn't remember it, but like, the first person I met, he just like sold his gym for like multiple six figures. And I was like, oh, I was like, interesting. I was like, you can sell these things? This is crazy. I was like, you can actually exit a business and not live in it forever? Crazy. And the next person I met, I was like, so what kind of revenue are you guys doing? He's like, oh, like 120 a month. And I was like, a month? He's like, yeah. And I asked him like, how his day structure would, like, every question. Next person, 100 grand a month. Next person, 95. I was like, okay. And I made the decision. I go, I'm going to shut the fuck up now. I stopped making business content. I stopped doing anything but just learning from the people that were better than me for the next like 3 years. I just shut up and put my head down and worked, because I just had that big fish, little pond moment. And I was like, I don't want to be the big fish in the little pond. So I just stopped all the ego driven things that I was doing. And I just want to learn from everybody else. But it took like that, like, ego punch in the face to realize I wasn't actually as good as I thought I was, which was a blessing.
That's awesome. And so, not that maybe you guys are curious, so outside of Gym Launch, the way that Ed and I actually got connected is because Ed hired a guy named Jason Moreno to be his video guy. Was this back like 11 years ago? 10 years ago?
So, I mean, when did I hire Jason? I think I hired him in early 2018, I want to say.
Oh, that's about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ed hired this guy named Jason Moreno, and it was your personal videographer, right? Just kind of walked around with you, kind of like, does anyone here follow Gary Vee? Does anyone here follow Gary Vee? Does anyone know who Gary Vee is?
It's a Gary Vee sweatshirt, actually. 0% complaining. It's my favorite Gary shirt.
So Gary Vee was kind of made famous the idea of like having a videographer with you all the time, right? Vlog style. And so Jason followed Ed around for a couple years. How long was it? How long did he follow you around for?
Yeah, it was like 2 years. One year full time. The first year was like part time, and then the second year was like full time every day, 12 hours a day.
Yeah. And then I think Ed was actually the one who introduced Jason to the people where he ended up working for Gary Vee. Right.
Yeah.
And so now Jason works for Gary Vaynerchuk. And I now consult with Jason once a week on my social media, right? Mm-hmm. And so Jason coaches me on building brand social media, and he works for Gary Vaynerchuk, is the same person who followed Ed around for a couple of years. And so that's how we kind of got reconnected.
Mm-hmm.
But how me and Jason also got connected is because Caleb, who's Alex's video guy, also worked for Gary Vee,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it's kind of funny how the worlds can be small when you show up to, when you're in groups like this, right? When you're around people who are doing cool things, like, although it seems really big, at the same time, it's actually very small. Like these circles are very small. And so everyone on here who who like sees galaxies so far away, like now maybe you're only 1 or 2 degrees away, right? And if you continue to show up in these groups, you continue to come to events, you continue to network with other people, then you'd be surprised that all of a sudden one day you end up in the same room, right? And then you're just like, how do I start to compete with guys like Ed Tierney? How do I compete with these guys and like use them as reasons for me to grow my businesses, right? And so that's kind of what we're doing inside this community is, hey, they see that Nick White is doing $20,000 a month, and they see Renee Krause is doing $34,000 a month, and like, hey, like I want to beat her, not a standpoint of like you do less, but I want to raise myself up, right? And so that's kind of what we're building here in the cleaning community, and it's exciting, right? It's basically like, if you think about it, it's like gym launch, but for cleaning business, right?
Makes
And
sense.
it's free. That's the crazy part, right? And it's free.
It's called an irresistible offer. Something's so good, people would say, feel stupid saying no. I heard that's the way you make offers. Yeah.
That's some guy said that. I don't know. Never heard of
What's
him. Never heard of her.
really cool about that whole full circle story is that if I had not spent 10 grand on a ticket to go to Gary Vee's office for a one day mastermind thing when it first came out, the 4Ds thing that he does, me and Jason were the very first one.
That's
I
awesome.
did not have 10 grand. Like, I literally was like, I have to go to this thing. I know I'm going to learn. I'm going to meet people, network, grow. Like, I just knew it was going to work. And I spent the money I didn't have and then found a way to make the money with like signing memberships, like year-long memberships. If I didn't do that, none of this would have happened, you know, for myself, Jason, and everybody else. And I've never ever regretted taking that financial risk when I knew that the return was going to be access to people, access to information. Like, I feel like not enough people are willing to like make that big commitment. And the scarier it is for me, the more I've actually benefited from it. Because when the pressure's on, like all of a sudden you can make more money. It's always that weird thing, you know?
I feel the same way. That's all of my biggest movements have come from me investing, like making the commitment. And for me, I measure commitment is like a lot of it is through dollars. And so like bigger the outlay, the more I'm like, okay, like now I'm committed. Now I have to make this work. And I believe that us all as humans, we're very good at figuring it out. We're very bad at putting ourselves in situations that we have to figure it out.
Yeah. Your community might appreciate this fun fact too. Jason called me before he had his first call with you and asked me advice on how to sell this new client of his. And here's the best part. I didn't know it was you. Like, I didn't ask who the name was. I'm like, what are the
That's
odds
so
that I'm gonna
funny.
know the person? He's like, I got this opportunity. It's like a, you know, consulting gig. He goes, how would you structure the conversation and like offer him a sale? Like, what would be the pitch? And I outlined it for him. And then he texts, he's like, he bought it. And I was like, awesome. And then like a month later, I'm like watching your stuff on Instagram. And I was like, Logan's really stepped up his content. And then like Jason's like, check out this video for my new client. I'm like, I know Logan. Like, it was so funny. I had no idea it was you until it was like a month later.
So funny. Well, I'm very similar to you. I was like, dude, just pick like send me the Venmo. That's how he does it. He does Venmo because he doesn't have a business yet, right? So I was like, dude, just send it over. I don't care what it costs, right? So fun.
Sounds like it's working for you.
Dude, he's amazing, right? And yeah, as a hint, he's maybe somebody that maybe when bring him into the community. We'll see. So, all
Happen.
right, we got some questions for you here. So, thank you guys for being on here. Thank you guys for showing up again. Like this means a lot to me, and I know Ed, it's very much appreciated when you're a guest and people actually show up and they're active and they're participating,
Totally.
right? It's fun. It's not a waste. Like again, like he could be doing anything. It's 9:17 on Wednesday night. He could be doing anything. He's hanging out with us. So if you guys can, before we get into the questions, go give him some love again in the chat. How much you appreciate him. Go follow him on Instagram. He's putting a ton of content out. It's amazing. Thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks guys. Appreciate it. I love this stuff. I tell my girlfriend all the time, if I could do this 9 hours a day, I would. This is literally my favorite thing to do. Like, always.
So awesome. Okay, so let me see here. Okay, so Nick White has a question here. So he's got a window cleaning company. How would you do a window cleaning company and convert that into home cleaning? Or you could even go the daily around if you had a home cleaning business, because most people on here are home cleaning. How would you turn the window cleaning into an affiliate partner?
An affiliate partnership.
Or just like how would you use your customer? So we all have cleaning businesses, and let's say that I want to go find an affiliate I want to go find a window cleaning company to basically do an affiliate deal with them. How would you do that?
How would I structure the relationship with the affiliate?
Yeah, like everything from like how would you open the conversation to like would you pay for the service, all that stuff. And then
Yeah. So the one thing I've learned about partnerships as a small business, and this is just my opinion, is that generally you don't get great relationships by just asking in the beginning. You really need to go and like give. So one, I would want to protect the integrity of my service and my clients. So I would vet a whole bunch of different ones like in that space. And that, if that means like hiring a bunch of them, right, to figure out who's the actual best, who's got the best customer service, who impresses me. And then I would just send that business without any ask in return. This is what I would do. And I would pick a certain number of reps. And then I would follow up with that business and say, hey, I just want to thank you because I sent 17 of my clients over the last 6 weeks and they all had raving reviews about you. I just wanted to thank you for really taking care of my people. If you approach something like that, who is not going to be like, tell me more, right? Because you already sent them and you made them money. So that's the first thing I would do. And that takes patience and takes effort. And you got to like actually put the work in. Because the last thing I want is an affiliate that's going to make me look bad. Like that's like my biggest fear. So that's what I would do. And then I would structure something. I don't know what the price points are, like what the lifetime value of these services are, but I would find a way to give them a big incentive on the front end. So every person they sent me, they would get like a big portion of the first sale and then probably a smaller aspect of the recurring. So that from a human behavior standpoint, they get that dopamine hit of like, I just connected somebody and I made money without doing anything. Once someone feels that for the first time, it becomes addictive. And then if there's a back-end recurring aspect to their commissions, I would structure it that way. They're both service-based businesses, so I think that's how I'd approach it. If there's someone that has like your list of people, I think the them using your service and then doing a big launch to their client base, like we do for Prestige Labs, makes more sense. But I'm not super educated in that space, but that's how I would approach the relationships. And that takes time.
I think that's really good. So, I kind of fill some of the gaps in for everyone who's on here. So, I have customers. I have a home cleaning business. I have clients. I want to send my clients to this window cleaning company who I don't own, right? And so, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to test this window cleaning company myself. I'm going to have them come to my house and like see their service, see what they do, and like, okay, like there's enough trust in there. And then I'm just going to start sending my clients over to them, and they just like. For free. Like there's no like they don't give me any money back. I'm just basically using them, and I keep on asking my clients like, how was the service? How was the service? These are my best clients. I let them know. I set the expectation, and they're like, dude, they're amazing. They're amazing. And then I go to the window cleaning company. I say, hey, I've just sent over five people. They really like you. Are you liking it too? Like, yeah. It's like, you want to continue this thing, and then you set up more of a formal agreement. Is that right?
100%. And I always like the model where like you can offer a discount on that service when they sign up for yours. So I'll give you the gym example. We'll get the best massage therapist, the best smoothie place in town, the best like Globo gym membership, because like we're like kickboxing gym, which is like boutique. We get seven or eight different businesses we believe in, and then they all give us first month free, $100 off, like all this stuff. And then all of our new clients get all of those discounts and all those ancillary services they're going to use anyway, which makes our membership feel more valuable. And now the other business owners can track where those leads are coming from.
That's
So
awesome.
that would be the next step to set it up because it has to be worth it for them. As long as that business owner knows their acquisition cost is, like if it costs them $200 to get $1,000, let's say, and if they get a $100 discount, but they're getting a lead for free, a client for free. Now they've cut their acquisition cost in half. They're still getting the same lifetime value, and then I'm still looking cool.
That's awesome. And that might be something that most, as we know, most business owners don't know the cost of acquisition. So if you can help educate them on there so you understand how to calculate that for them, or at least help them with that, then you become valuable to them. And like, oh, cool. Then this makes sense, right? Because they're like, I don't know. Like, where'd you get $100 from?
Right,
Right.
exactly.
So that's why it's important for you guys to know what your cost acquisition is. Use the intelligence sheet, understand your data. So then you can help other, you can educate a window cleaning company, organizing company, or some other company that you want to affiliate with, and you ultimately build more trust.
Yeah. How many of people in your community have their own podcast, like business podcast? Anybody?
That's a good question. Does anyone in here have their own podcast?
So It's definitely something I don't think you should do at the beginning until you like have a lot of traction, you're hitting certain revenue, targets. But I'll steal from Gary Vee directly. You've heard this many times, I'm sure. If you had a local podcast where you interviewed business owners and just put them on the map, everybody would say yes to you. Really hard to get a coffee with someone, like a cold call to like have lunch and just talk business. But it's like, hey, want to be on my podcast? We talk about service-based businesses in Clearwater, Florida. They're all going to say yes. And then that's a really easy way to get an introduction to somebody. Now that takes more time, effort, and attention. But like if you're at a level where it's like, how do I actually scale from like 50 to 100K a month? That might be a solution.
I think there's a couple of things that again are nuanced that you said that I want to really hit on. That like these things take time, so it's not like a hump and dump, right? It's not like you get to like just I get an affiliate tomorrow. It's like take some time. Do you have to invest? Is there a little bit of risk on your end? Yes, right. But as long as you're playing a long enough game, then does it make sense, right? So again, most people who are hearing this won't want to do that because they because as human beings we want that immediate fix, and that's okay. However, the things that last are also the things that take time.
Give the other person the immediate dopamine hit, and you don't
Exactly.
have 5 years. If you can play the long game and help everybody else win in the short game, like to me, that's worked really well. That's why
Yeah,
there's
that's
value
really good.
to hyper focus, but there's also value to saying yes to random things. Because those random things might lead to, me being on a podcast with Logan 5 years later.
Dude, what you said right there is like give them the dopamine hit. Like have them get that immediate gratification. So like you can feel that when you give it. Right? That's really cool. I'm taking that. That's awesome.
Cool.
Okay. A couple more questions here. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about time management. I don't know if this is something that you have frameworks around, but this person asks, what do you find to be your most efficient leverage point for time management? And then how do you spend the time you gain back?
It took me a really, really long time to let go of the things in the business that didn't actually drive things forward, like the big dominoes. Like I didn't let go of billing for the longest time. I didn't let go of customer support emails for the longest time. I just didn't let go of those things. And looking back, it's because I wasn't willing to put in the work to gain the skill to train someone to do it better than me. Again, it's long term versus short term. The short term thing is I can just answer all the emails because I know what to say and I know all the answers, as opposed to just take 25 hours and build the SOPs and build the trainings for your team and then build a training process and build a QA where you actually check and verify they're doing it well. So you can take 20 hours of work and make it 2 hours of work, but it might take you 100 hours to build it out. So it's like build it out once. Make it exceptional, and then you earn your time back for the rest of your life. But most people just don't think about it that way. They sit down, they open up their email, they respond to everybody else asking them of their time, as opposed to thinking, what is the one thing today that I could do that will help me in the next 5 years? And that's usually the super boring stuff that no one actually wants to do. So the biggest lever is just being able to equip other people to do it as good or better than you. And you'll be surprised, like we're all one employee away from like doubling our company. Like we all are. Like you got to do 100 interviews. You got to, get the reps in, just like anything else.
And so the cleaning business and the fitness business, there's so many similarities, but the biggest difference in the cleaning versus the fitness is the bottleneck in fitness is the clients and the bottleneck in the cleaning is the cleaners, right? And so what you said right there is more true than maybe you even understand is like just to, like doubling your cleaners will legitimately double your business. Like that is the game.
So something that Layla taught both of us, I'm sure you have the same thing for your business, is if you do not have a compelling vision of what you want your company to be and you don't have core values in which you make decisions through the lens of your company, probably never going to grow. Because it's just going to be a one man or one woman show with a bunch of like part-time helpers. Even a cleaning business could have a very like high level mission. You know what I mean? Like it could be to help 10,000 families in the community. It could be to give back X number of hours to hardworking moms, you know what I mean, to spend more time with their kids and have to clean. Like, you could have a mission and then core values, and you could teach your employees how to grow and do personal development within your company. There's so many giant companies that like spent the personal development money and time to just help every single employee grow as a human being, and then because of that, they're a billion-dollar company. So like, I don't think like the mechanism doesn't really matter what the service or the product is. If you invest in the people, you will have way more time and way more leverage.
That's so valuable. That's so valuable. That's one of that's so important, especially because most people, very similar to the gym world, is that they're cleaners who decided that they were going to start a business, right? Like we were gym owners who decided we like maybe we should do a business out of this. And so the smart ones are the business owners who are like, then they go find people who like to run gyms and people who like to clean. And so the only way you're going to build a $1 million business is through people. Right, not on your back, not on Ed's back, not on Logan's back, but on the back of amazing people, right? Amazing cleaners, amazing staff. And I think that's one of the messages that is, I think it's, that's why Layla is actually so valuable. And like, that's so good. I think that's actually the best advice that you said is like, we love Alex, go listen to Layla's stuff too. Man, her stuff is like truly like very tactical. You could use it, like, you can use it right away. So good.
Yeah, she's the secret weapon. Like I will say that till the day I die. I tell everybody that because most people don't follow her, and I'm like, you're missing out. Like her, my favorite podcast is her podcast.
Yeah.
Like hers is my favorite. I get more. I've grown more teams and businesses with her tactical and mindset advice than Alex's. And not to say Alex's isn't super valuable, but like hers is what scales.
So funny you say that. Like the podcast. So when I go to the gym, I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts. I listen to Alex's podcast. I listen to Layla's podcast. And I listen to my podcast. Like just mainly for me, just to dissect myself. Not that I need to justify it, but like today, I started Layla's back at the beginning. She's got like 75 episodes, and I'm like listening to her stuff today. Like, so it's funny because you and I didn't talk before this, but we're on the same wavelength of like that's the person. So again, like that's what can keep going after this interview, guys, is if you guys go on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, build with Layla, and like put that in your earbuds whenever you're going for walks or you're working out or you're doing something. It's just great. It's great information to prompt you, like, oh, that's really good. And there's so much stuff that like I'm on my phone, like in my notes, like, oh, that was good. I'm still in this. Like, anyway, I can go through my notes, but
See it all.
okay. So good. Okay. Let's ask one more question and then we get out of here. Sorry, Ed. I'm gonna give you for a little bit over here. So
Can do
again,
more. We can do two more if you want. I love
okay.
this.
Okay. Give Ed some love. Give Ed some love. Again, it's 9:30 on the East Coast. Appreciate you, my friend. Okay, so let's see. Out of Alex's book, which one has the process you followed that made you the 53K, that hit 53K? Yeah, that's the question. I'm not sure if you want to maybe change. Out of Alex's book, which one has the process you followed that made you hit 53K?
So the specific process, which is free, by the way, if you're a Prestige Labs affiliate, we give it all away for free too, just like Logan. But Gym Launch Secrets is actually Alex's first book that no one knows about. Gym Launch Secrets is actually like the one. I see it on the shelf over there. Yeah, that's actually the winner. So I, even though it is a book about running a gym, I really think that'd be valuable for the audience because it's a service-based book. It's like how to build a profitable service-based business. So like I think you could retrofit a lot of the things in the gym business model to the cleaning space. Like I really do. So that'd be like the book. And it's the only book I've read more than once, and I've read it 12 times. Literally, I've never read a book more. I usually don't finish books, period, but I've done that 12 times. Usually the Audible version. Like every vacation is Gym Launch Secrets on Audible while I'm away every time.
So, with that being said, this book you like, I don't know if you can get a paper anymore. Can you still get this book in paper?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So you guys can get this book in paper, but you guys also can get it on Audible. And again, one more ready at, this is the third time now. This is the third time. So if you guys want access to this book or you guys want access to 100 leads, I'll give you one more opportunity. You guys can take a picture of me and Ed on the screen right now, and you on the screen, right? Take a picture. Tag us on Instagram, tag Ed, me, and Alex, and I'll send you this book as well.
Let's
Okay.
take Layla. Let's get Layla some tags. What's
Should
up?
we tag Layla too? All right.
Yeah,
And
like
we'll tag
she's the
Layla.
secret weapon. Yeah.
Yeah. Ed wants Layla to get some love, and I do too. So take a picture, give Layla some love, give Ed some love, and you guys get access to this book. It's funny because on Kale's podcast, I talked about I had just read that. So it's probably been 6 or 8 weeks since I've read this book again. But I was like thinking about it now from in a different business playing using this, and I was like, oh, this is good. So again, to bridge the gap, like yes, like this is about gyms, but it definitely applies to cleaning. It's the same. It's a similar business model.
I've had friends that are in acupuncture space, physical therapy, a sandwich shop. Like I've had friends with other businesses that read that book and it changed their business. So like it's a business principles book, which is why it's kind of timeless. He just doesn't talk about it because it's not part of the new series.
That's good. One thing I talked about this on Kel's podcast too is it's actually really cool to see, like this book, the Shimon Secrets book was is really good, and then. When you're able to read offers and leads, like you'll see what 2 years of editing, how much it makes a difference. Because it's the same person who writes both books. It's just the cashew effect plus 2 hours or 2 years of like scribbling out words, like nope. So back to the volume, back to the level of effort that required to make something go from good to great is it's just work.
Yeah, well, one of our core values for my companies is violence is the answer. We talk about it all the time. And what we mean by violence is an unreasonable amount of volume and effort. It always takes more than you think it does. And so just don't stop. Like, just don't stop. Whatever you've created, go back and do it better. Like you won't regret it.
No one ever regretted working hard.
I haven't.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Which is great. So this one of the questions that just came in, work ethic.
Yeah.
How do you build it?
I think a good frame is how do you not build it? So I like to do the reverse. There's something else I learned from Alex. So it's like, how do you have terrible work ethic? You would tell yourself you're going to do something for the business, and then you would not do it. And every time you do that, you believe in yourself less. You break promises to yourself more. You have less self-esteem, less confidence. And then ultimately, you get nothing done. So the opposite of that would be make a promise to yourself and then actually do it. And for me, I actually, for a long time, I probably still struggle with a little bit, but I just wanted to speak it over myself. I probably have let myself down a lot in the past. And every time I do that, I just become less and less motivated, right? Motivated to like do the work. So I would just lower the bar of getting started. So I'd be like, okay, I got to do this giant project. I'm going to do 20 minutes today. And that's it. I'd send my little timer and I'd do 20 minutes. And then the timer goes off and I'm like, cool, feels good. And the next time I do 30 minutes, next time I do 40 minutes. It's just a muscle. It's like going to the gym and lifting weights. It's like the first time, it sucks. But if you say you're going to go to the gym and then you don't believe in yourself and your self-esteem is just getting, destroyed. So set a small goal, accomplish a small goal. I'm a big fan of writing it on physical paper and crossing it out. That's like my dopamine hit. I got, and if I'm really struggling with like quote unquote motivation, I'll write down like do the laundry and I'll cross it out, just cross it out and do it. Like something simple, you know what I mean? It's like fold the whatever, organize the thing, clean your desk before you start working. Just doing little things. I know it's super corny and cliche, but like that works for me because there's real momentum in that dopamine, like little hits. And so if I'm like, I don't know where to start, just start with something small. And then before you know it, you did 3 hours of productive work.
Let me follow that up. How do you keep going? You've been doing it for a year, a long period of time, and you're frustrated. The light is like starting to dim. Maybe you can't see. How do you get out of this? How do you continue to work even when hope starts to
Yeah.
dim?
You have to change the goal. The goal can't be the finish line. The goal has to be the work. If the goal is the work, you will be accomplished every single day. So for Prestige Labs, for example, it was a giant undertaking, right? So if I was like, when we hit this number of dollars, right, at the end of the year, I'm going to be happy. I'm never going to be happy because then you hit the number of dollars and you're like, I'm not happy yet, right? Like, if your goal is to be consistent with the work and cross the things off the list, you will feel accomplished every single day. I'll give you a content example. I started taking content more seriously about 9 or 10 months ago, went from posting once a day to 3 times a day. And I told the video editor, I said, "Hey, listen, the goal is just 3 times a day. That's all I care about." I was like, "Just make sure we get 3 videos per day every single day. I don't care about the performance at all." The 500th reel, literally number 500, was the first viral one, took off 1 million on TikTok and Instagram. It was like so cool. And I didn't even notice it because I wasn't paying attention to the numbers. Like 3 days later, I was like, "Oh shit, this thing, like, why am I getting all these followers?" I was like, "What happened?" Because the goal was just 3 a day, right? And then the result happened because I just committed to the 3 a day thing. So I think if you're like low or you feel depressed, you're like, it's never going to happen. It's because you want the, end of the movie. You want the triumphant victory scene. It's like, it never comes. It never happens. Like, you just become the brokest person in the new room. Like, whatever level of money you make, you're just the new broke guy in the next level. So I think if you fall in love with the actual, the process, the work, whatever you want to call it, if that's the goal, you can stay consistent.
The goal is the work. That's what I took from that, is like the goal is the work, and then like that's something you can win at every single day.
Yeah, and we have to win. Like, so I'll give you a Dr. Kashi thing. You probably heard this before, but he always talks about the more things you measure, the more ways you can win. So he has a giant nutrition, coaching company, help people with weight loss and stuff. You were a client, I was a client. And if you measure like weight and body fat and endurance and sleep and steps and how many macros you hit perfectly, if you measure all the things, you could be 3 out of 7, but you accomplished three, you saw progress in 3 of the categories. So you're like, I'm crushing it in 3 of the 7 categories. If you're only looking at one thing like the scale, you probably will get, discouraged and give up. If you're just looking at the, I want $1 million in my bank account, every day it's not there, you feel like shit. So it's like measure all different ways of winning. This way you can kind of trick yourself and get those short-term dopamine hits so that you can play the long game.
So good. All right, Eddie, you get one more question?
Yeah, let's do
There's
it, man. I
one more
love
question.
this.
Okay, but before we answer this question, James, will you drop Ed's Instagram handle in the chat and go follow Ed?
Thanks,
Go
Ed.
check out that video. It's on the very top of his profile that has over 1 million views. It's a fire video. And just show your love through action by following and going and liking a couple of Ed's stuff. And Ed, thanks, my friend. Like it's actually like I don't come into these things with expectations, but this has definitely exceeded my
Thanks, Adam.
expectations. And hopefully everybody else. Hey, has it exceeded your guys' expectations? Christine and Renee and Kelly, Lucas, you guys are the ones who I see up here.
I mean,
Everybody else on here. We still have
assuming I'm,
50 people on here. It's
yeah.
wild.
I
That's
mean,
awesome.
they don't know me at all, so I feel like the bar is pretty low for expectations.
Well, the problem is that I was talking you up, so that's what I'm saying. It's
Okay.
like hopefully we've met and even exceeded those expectations. So
Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys. Samuel, thank you. Nicole, thank you.
awesome. Okay, so last question, and this is a question that I have too as well. So earlier, Ed, you mentioned Alex's one of zero. What is that about? And for everyone who's interested, how do we go learn more about that?
So it's a secret project. So if you just go to oneofzero.com, you can sign up for like the notifications for when things come out. But it's more just a, I don't want to speak on his behalf, but it's more just a philosophy. So everybody talks about be one of one, do what, be unique. But his media team, actually Caleb and those guys, they were watching him put this work together for this book launch, and they were like made the joke of like, dude, this isn't even one of one. This is one of zero. Like, nobody would do this. Like, this is a ridiculous amount of work. Like, this is crazy. And then, of course, if you guys are on the call, he did the big value stack. And then he's like, and it's all free, which is just nobody would do that. Like, people would, like, he could have extracted $50 million out of that call easily. Like, we all know that. And he didn't do it. And that's just, it's one of zero. Like, no one would actually do that. So I think it's a good frame. Like, if you want to live this like extraordinary life, you're going to have to act very differently from everybody else. So I think don't just be like the 1%, just be like the one of zero, the undefined percentage, right? That no one else would do that kind of work or that effort. And most people don't think long term. So the people we admire think in decades. Alex, Gary V, like they think in decades. It's like, how can I make my life extraordinary? It's like, well, I'll probably put in a ridiculous amount of work for the next 30 years before the payoff, And so that's my interpretation of what that project is about.
And is there, and you said there's a website as well.
It's the number one, the word of, the number zero dot com.
Yeah. I'll post a link inside the group for anybody who, if you can't find oneofzero.com, that way everybody else can get access to it. But Ed, thank you, man. This was really fun.
Thanks. Hope we do it again.
Appreciate having you on again, guys. If you can, show Ed some love. Go follow my Instagram. Give him some love right here in the chat. And thank you guys for showing up. We still have 50 people on here. That's about how many people we had when we started. So apparently what you were saying, people wanted to hear more. So thank you.
I just had good mentors. I'm just regurgitating all the things I've learned. That's it. I don't have any original ideas. I'm just louder than most people. I just talk fast and I'm from New York.
I would argue with that. You're very well articulated and very, very, very real, right? And authentic. That's what I was looking for. Very authentic. And I think there's something that is attractive to people who are real and authentic and both humble and both being humble, but also like telling the truth of like, hey, like I'm actually like I kind of in the shit a little bit. So
Yeah.
appreciate it.
Hey, man. Till next time.
Awesome, man. Hey, thank you so much again. Give Ed some love, guys. Ed, appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being here. See everybody soon.
All right, guys. What'd you guys think? Is that good? Is that awesome?
That was amazing.
Pull my chat up now. I had the chat down. I was getting distracted. You guys were distracting me a little bit, so I had to stay focused.
So good.
Yeah. Thank you guys. That was awesome. Ed's an
That
amazing
was
human.
awesome. Thanks, Logan.
Thank you guys for
Logan, that
fire.
call was really good. I have a question because I can't find the Gym Launch Secrets book on Amazon, only the Kindle and paper or Kindle and Audible, but I'm like a paperback nerd. I love having books on my shelf. It's reselling on eBay for like $200 or $300, so it has to be gold. Like there's no
Oh,
paperback, so that
that's
I
so
thought I
funny.
found it and it was the Gym Launch like handbook or something, so it's totally different.
That's
I
funny.
need this book.
That's awesome. I got a couple of them. I guess I could sell this for like $200 or $300. That's what you're saying, huh?
I can't believe it.
Yeah, get the Kindle version, or not the Kindle, the Audible version to start with. And yeah, I had no idea if the print version was still out there or not. But the Audible version is good. Again, I just listened to it, but it's awesome. So good. Thank you guys for being on here. Hopefully you guys got value from this and all the cool bonuses. Hopefully that was incentive to get you to show up, but obviously the headliner
Mira la
was Ed,
caminata.
and good to hear kind of what
Se
he said.
puso.
And
Checa si se puso.
hold on, I gotta mute Jose now. Jose's yelling at his wife in Spanish, probably. No. Thank you guys. This was fun. And yeah, we will do a we got a $1 million Google ad training that we got to do sometime. So again, if you guys haven't already, post in the group. James, if you'll drop the thing one more time. If you guys want to have the opportunity to have your $1 million Google ad campaign built for you for free, simply drop how much revenue that you had before you were in the masterclass, how much money you're doing now that you've been part of the masterclass. And again, as a way to share with the other, what's the math on this now? 1,600 people inside our Facebook group that do not know how valuable that this resource is that's right in front of them. Like everything that Ed just talked about with what they're doing for Gym Launch and Prestige Labs, like that is what the masterclass is. Like, just so you guys know, like I've modeled the masterclass off that and continuing to add to it with these trainings to continue to make it better and better. And so Gym Launch is, I don't even know what Gym Launch is anymore. $3,000 or $4,000 a month, a month. A month. Okay. And so like that's what this is all modeled off of, and it's all free. So, and it continues to get better. Like we continue to update it. We continue to like you guys use it and you guys bring me back data so I can continue to put it right back into the master class. And so this $1 million business model, it's growing. It's growing because our community is growing. So more people that are able to use it, the faster we can all grow. Because 2,500 people is a small amount of people, right? And a cleaning business community is a small amount of people. And right now, this market is like, it's going like this, right? We're on a rocket ship right now. Some of you guys realize it. Some of you guys might not understand that, like, the demand for cleaning services is increasing a lot, right? And when the market demand increases very fast, like it has, some of the bigger people start to notice. They start to look around like, huh, I can come into a market that has a bunch of, for lack of a better word, ignorant business owners, cleaners who turn into business owners. I can say that, right? Who are not actually business owners, and they can beat you easy, because business is always going to beat the person who's like obsessed with the product itself, whether it's owning a gym, whether it's cleaning. And so that's what the masterclass does, is it teaches you how to be it gives you the opportunity to become better at business, the skill of business and leadership and sales and marketing. Okay. All the skill sets that you need. Because if you don't do it, somebody is going to come into your market and beat you. That's it. Right. And I don't see it so much as like a competition thing. I just see it more as a, like, if you do not rise up to the occasion, then the market is going to beat you. Right. The clients will just stop doing business with you. So it's not that another cleaning business owner is going to come in. It's just the market will stop wanting to do business with you because you're not meeting the market's expectations. Okay. So appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for being on here. I know you guys are on the East Coast. It's almost 10 o'clock. Renee, Nicole, Lucas, all you guys, Jose. Appreciate you guys being who are still on here on the East Coast. And again, if you guys got value from this, like, put in the Facebook group. Again, there's people. We had 50 people on here, which is great. But there's another 2,350 people in the Facebook group who are not on here. So, like, let them know what they miss out on. And the more that we help people understand what, like, it's more than just a Facebook group. There's more than just asking questions. There's trainings. There's masterclasses. There's cool people. Like, you can meet friends in here, right? And the more momentum we get with this, the more cool things we can do. So appreciate you guys. Happy Wednesday. We'll see you guys sometime next week. Bye, guys.